President Bush today signed an executive order allowing religious organizations to use federal dollars to support social services, even if they have restrictive hiring practices. The announcement came during the president's speech today in Philadelphia. He first announced the so-called faith-based initiative during his first days in the White House nearly 2 years ago. Critics of the plan said then, and said again today, that the proposal breaches the historic wall between church and state. NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House.
It was during this speech before the White House Conference on Faith-Based Community Organizations that President Bush made his comments regarding Senator Trent Lott. Those remarks will grab the headlines, but the series of orders the president signed regarding government money for religious groups that provide social services will change the way federal money gets spent and who spends it. The president said federal laws have long been unfair to religious charities.
If a charity is helping the needy, it should not matter if there is a rabbi on the board, or a cross or crescent on the wall, or a religious commitment in the charter. The days of discriminating against religious groups just because they are religious are coming to an end.
Now, departments such as Housing and Urban Development, Health and Human Services, and the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, all of whom hand out millions of dollars in grants, will be able to give equal consideration to many religious groups that have been ineligible. The executive order signed today include many of the provisions the president had included in legislation that he called his faith-based initiative and that has stalled in the Congress. A major problem for the bill in the U.S. Senate was a provision that would have allowed religious organizations to get money even if they had discriminatory hiring practices, such as a Catholic group that would only hire Catholics or a Baptist group that would only hire Baptists, and so on. With today's orders, such practices no longer prevent a group from seeking government support.
And when government gives that support, charities and faith-based programs should not be forced to change their character or compromise their mission.
As examples of deserving groups denied money in the past, the president cited the Metropolitan Council on Jewish Poverty in New York, which was discouraged from even applying for federal funds because he said it had the word Jewish in its name. He pointed to a homeless shelter in South Dakota that lost out because of prayers before meals. But critics argue that what the president has done violates a basic constitutional principle. Barry Lynn heads an organization called Americans United for the Separation of Church and State. He says the president's action is discriminatory and notes that there are many religious groups already receiving federal funds that do so by meeting requirements under existing law.
The religious charities that do get funds today do not discriminate in their hiring practices, do not try to convert other people to their faith. They play by the same rules as any other government contractor. In this world that he's created today, religious groups will have something no others have, and that is the right to discriminate in hiring the people to run their government contract dollars.
But the president said today he does not intend to compromise on this issue, and as he proved today, if Congress does not get him what he wants, he'll use executive powers on issues he considers sufficiently important. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.